it is not surprising. The general direction is to essentially put more accountability on providers. And with some of the newer policies and the way the policy environment is moving, the accountability is extending beyond the provider's doors.
So you're talking about things like this month, for example, hospitals may face a penalty for patient readmissions from the hospital within a certain period of time.
That's exactly. So readmissions is costly, so the payers are looking into reducing the occurrence of readmissions, and one of the easier ways of policy implementation perspective or using a policy to achieve that outcome is to hold somebody accountable. And the logical party in this equation are the providers.
So how does that relate to something like HCA Midwest looking to merge and to buy other hospitals? What does that have to do with that?
Right. So what you are saying is that once you are entrusted with that accountability or you are held accountable for something like readmission rates, you have to increase your capacity. So you also have to ensure that the patient continues to follow up, the patient is taking the medications, coming back for follow-up checkups and so forth. So you need capacity. And one of the things that larger size allows you to do is do some of these things more efficiently. So we have in several different institutions, for example, if you need to involve more social workers or community health workers to engage with the patients at their homes or their neighborhoods, then economies of scale comes in, and larger size allows you to do that.
So what you're saying is that smaller hospitals now may be facing greater challenges moving forward.
It is difficult. Yeah. So for smaller hospitals, if you are going to play by the same rules as the larger institutions, then you'll have to have similar capacities. And one of the ways of gaining that capacity is either get into some kind of alliance with others, or the other option is essentially that you become part of a larger entity.
How does this compare to how hospitals and health systems have worked in the past?
Well, I mean, takeovers or mergers, whichever form it comes, is not new to the Kansas City market. So in the era of integrations and mergers in the 90s, the Health Midwest, they did purchase some hospitals and merge with hospitals, and they became quite large to establish significant market power in the Kansas City market. What we are seeing being played out now with HCA buying St. Joseph's Hospital and St. Mary's Hospital, that is also essentially, from their perspective, I would suspect, is to gain larger market share. Of course, from the smaller hospital's perspective, it was something inevitable in a sense that they had to be part of something larger. You have the St. Luke system, which is also the dominant system in the market, and potentially they may be looking into acquiring some institutions in the areas that they don't have presence. Many say that with the way the reimbursement structure is shifting towards accountability, you'd also want your presence in areas where you don't perhaps have as much of a cost to provide care because the patient population is healthier. Many refer to this as the battle of zip codes. So in different zip codes, you'd have a different demographic mix and consequently a different type of morbidity mix, and that would result in the provider's financial well-being. So
in the same way that you've seen hospitals move further out into suburbs, into more affluent neighborhoods, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What kind of questions do you have, or what kind of the things that you're looking at and wondering about in terms of what this will mean?
Well, one of the things that is not just me, but many individuals who work in institutions that cater to specific needs or specific population groups, some of them are worried that they may not be able to continue with that mission. And it is still to be seen what kind of impact either this would have. But also there are other larger issues, including if the healthcare law gets fully implemented, there would be additional several million people with healthcare coverage. So from, for example, community health centers' perspective, would those people need their services anymore? And consequently, would they lose the federal funding that they get? But the flip side of it is that many health centers are also looking into being one of the competitors in the marketplace and competing for the newly insured individuals.
Professor Arif Ahmed, thank you so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.